revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. How are you today? You doing well? Are you awake? Are you alert? Are you getting things accomplished? I hope so. How about let's begin right away with Golden State Baptist College. They have a song for us today they're going to sing. And by the way, the song is Jesus Never Fails. And you can take that to the bank. He has never failed. He will never fail. He is God and Jesus is God. Thank God for the fact that Jesus, he never, ever, ever fails. I think you'll enjoy the group. By the way, register for Golden State Baptist College or the college your pastor suggests to you today. Get registered and get in college.
The first.
What a great, great song. And thank God for college students. You know, young people, are you college age? Get to college. Get to Bible college. We're on stations in Bible colleges across America. Get to that college. Get to Golden State. Get to a college and study and say, well, I'll try a year. Don't, no, just try 4 years. Now, maybe you'll only go 1 year and figure out it's not for you, but you know, let God do something in your heart. Give God a chance at your life first. Here's a song.
There's a friend who's closer than a brother in a world that's changing every day. And there's a love that's flowing from the Father when my heart is running low on faith. Even in the moments I've been shaken, I know I have never been forsaken. He's never moved, he's never changed. No matter what I do, no matter what I say, he's still the same. He's always been faithful even when I go astray.
He's never moved,
he's never changed, he's still the same.
Times it seems I've been forgotten, and it feels like he's so far away. But I find he's right there where I left it every single time I go to pray. In his word he says he'll never leave us. I have learned I can depend on Jesus. He's never moved, he's never changed. He's still the same. He's always been faithful even when I go astray.
He's never moved,
he's never changed, he's still the same.
Yesterday,
today, and forevermore, he is God, he is good, and he is Lord. He's never moved, he's never changed. No matter what I do, no matter what I say, he's still the same.
He's never moved.
He's never changed. He's still the same. Still the same.
Well, God's going to bless Joseph's life. The Bible said the Lord was with Joseph. He was a prosperous man in the house of the master, the Egyptian. Here is Joseph living. He was sold into bondage by his brothers, and now he's God's blessing him. And his master saw the Lord was with him. And the Lord made all that he did to prosper. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. And it was over all of his house. And it came to pass that he had made him overseer of his house and over all that the Egyptian's house for Jacob's sake. Wow, the blessing of God. He went from that pit to the palace. Ho, ho! God is in control. Isn't that amazing? Uh-oh. Testing comes. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. And it came to pass, verse 11, that as Joseph went into the house to do his business day by day, she caught him with his garment and said, lie with me. And it came to pass when he left his garment in her hand, he fled. And she cried out with a loud voice, and this Hebrew has come to mock us. She lied. Came to pass that it always comes to pass, verse 18 and verse number 19, and Joseph's master took him, put him in prison. Now he goes from the pit to the palace to the prison. But God knows everything that he's doing. God has a plan for his life. He's going to rescue him, and he's going to exalt him in time, but not yet. His dream was that God was going to exalt him. He was going to be over his brothers, and God's positioning everything. I wonder what is God doing in your life today? I don't like what God is doing. I'm trying to weigh if I should say this. I'm very careful. I don't always like what God's doing in my life either. I don't like how, I hope that's a right statement. Maybe I do. But sometimes God works in ways I don't know what God's doing. I don't necessarily always agree with it or like it. But I know that nothing in this world is going to touch me, but that it hasn't gone through the hand of a loving God. All my fiery trials are Father filtered. It's passed through his hand. He knows. God knows. Maybe some of us as preachers are going to be sent to jail. I mean, we're pastoring in a communistic, socialistic type of government. One party is 100% communist, socialist. They just believe in it. They don't believe in our patriotism and freedom of religion and all this. Maybe the time's going to come, preachers, that if we're going to stand for Christ, we might be imprisoned. Well, in prison, I'm going to have to glorify God. We're finding with Rock of Ages, we have Jerry Whitlow in our church, and he's Rock of Ages, the head here in the western part of the United States. He is in prisons almost every week holding revival, and I'm telling you something, in California and some of these other states and even up in Canada, we have more freedom in Canada in the prisons than outside the prisons. Do you know that God is doing something very special? We go to one prison. We have a 40-voice men's choir, and it's led by a prisoner. We have so many music directors that are prisoners, lifers, and they've been saved, and now they're using their talents for God, and they've established their own churches as well within the prison. And God's doing some great things. We just had a revival in a prison, and I want to say for 3 days there was 31 people a day getting saved. It's an amazing thing what God is doing in prisons, and it's an amazing thing to watch these men weep. I mean, hardened criminals, lifers, weeping before God, weeping in the services, shouting the hymns of Zion. Hey, God can do anything. And here in prison, God uses him, because the keeper, verse 23, looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord did what was with him, and all that he did, the Lord made to prosper. Even God's prospered him in prison. Well, he's going to get out of prison in time, and God's going to use him again. Child of God, trust God. Trust God what he's doing in your life. You say, well, Brother Treber, I've just been diagnosed with cancer. Well, I'm not happy about it, but God has a plan for your life. I've just been diagnosed, I have a heart condition. Well, God has a plan. My son and my daughter are wayward, away from God. Well, God has a plan. God always has a plan for your life. Let's pray together, shall we? Father, help us to trust you when it's difficult at times to trust you, realizing that your way is always the best. Bless our listeners in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.